All right, we've got Simon on the line. Simon, young people, they're just all a bit lazy, aren't they?
What are you saying?
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get 6 minutes, please?
Of course. Some say young people are work-shy. But at McDonald's, we hired 47,000 of them last year.
Thank you very much. How's your night?
Like George here, who keeps things running during a Friday rush. Resilience. Making it happen at McDonald's.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Monday, April 13th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. Meta Platforms is expected to surpass Alphabet's Google to become the world's largest digital advertising business for the first time. Advertising research firm eMarketer projects that the Facebook and WhatsApp owner will bring in more than $243.46 billion in net ad revenue this year, beating Google's estimated $239.54 billion. Meta's ad business is seeing a lift from the short-form video format Reels and a broader boost from artificial intelligence. eMarketer estimates Meta's worldwide ad growth will continue to rise this year, an unprecedented projection as analysts expected its growth would slow given its scale. In other Meta news, the Philippines government is ordering the social media giant to curb the spread of, quote, panic-inducing fake news on its platforms, such as misleading claims about exaggerated oil price increases and energy supply disruptions. In a recent letter to Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Philippines authorities told the company the continued circulation of false news would violate the country's laws and pose a direct threat to public order, economic confidence, and national security. Meta didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. The Philippines Information Department and the presidential office couldn't immediately be reached for an update. And we exclusively report that the founder of Palo Alto Networks has agreed to buy California lender Liberty Bank. People familiar with the matter say Nir Zuk has sought approval from U.S. regulators to acquire the largest stake in the bank from private equity firms Stone Point Capital and Reverence Capital Partners. The Irvine, California-based bank has about $440 million in assets and serves individuals and businesses in Southern California and the Bay Area. Zuk plans to use Liberty as a launchpad for AI tools aimed at financial services. The terms of the deal could not be learned. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.